Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Someone once asked me who the shortest person in the Bible was. I thought about it for a minute and replied, I suppose that would be Zacchaeus. He was the wee little man who had to climb up into the sycamore tree to get a good glimpse of Jesus. But my companion informed me that my answer was incorrect, and he smugly said, the shortest person in the Bible was Nehemiah. But as I have read the Bible since this discussion, I have discovered that my friend also was incorrect. For the shortest person in the Bible was one of Job's comforters. His name? Bildad the Shuhite. This dreadful play on words is a long-winded way of bringing us to Job chapter 18. There we see Bildad the Shuhite confronting Job, trying to get him to admit his sin and his unrighteousness. While Bildad's argument is misplaced and mistaken, he does paint a very picturesque portrait of what happens to the sinner. A trap seizes him by the heel. A snare lays hold of him. A rope is hidden for him in the ground. A trap for him in the path. Job chapter 18, verses 9 and 10. This illustration pictures a hunter setting a trap for his prey. Hidden along the path would be a rope with a noose in it. In the midst of this noose would be placed bait to lure the unsuspecting victim to his doom. When the target steps into the trap, it would suddenly spring shut, snaring the victim's leg. And the more the captured prey tried to pull and tug to release itself, the tighter the rope would become. This seems to me to be a very good description of sin. It often looks so inviting, so tempting. But as soon as we grab hold of it, boom, it grabs hold of us. It, like a noose, closes in around us tighter and tighter, not letting us go. We may struggle and fight to release ourselves, but we're trapped. It renders us helpless, hopeless, and enslaved. 2 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9 describes it like this. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Caught, trapped, ruined, destroyed, sin does all of those things to us. We cannot escape its clutches. In John chapter 8, verse 34, Jesus describes our situation like this. Truly, truly I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. Our only hope is that someone might come along and release us. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ has done. The Son came to set us free. In His death and resurrection, Jesus Christ took on the power of sin and death, and He conquered them. He broke the chains of sin and death that had encumbered and entangled us, and He has set us free. Jesus has rescued us and delivered us from the snares of sin. Since this is the case, we joyfully serve our Savior and our neighbor. Our lives are now an example to those who are caught in the snare of sin. Peter describes the life of the Christian in this way. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. If sin has you tied up in knots, if you are struggling to free yourself, but finding sin's grip only tighter around you, stop fighting. Instead, allow the Savior who has conquered sin to come to you, to rescue you, and to set you free. Stop struggling and start confessing, as St. Paul does in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into His heavenly kingdom. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, we ask You mercifully to hear our prayers, and having set us free from the bonds of sin, defend us from all evil. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.